and it is an open mic Friday during which we are only too happy to take your calls on any theological subject at all on this Friday, September the 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm Tom Baker. I'm your only host today. Yesterday we were with Wes Reimnitz as we discussed the situation that Mrs. Davis has in Kentucky, Moorhead, Kentucky, where she has now been put in jail because of her Christian faith. You know what signal this sends across the world? Don't ever complain about Muslim countries who arrest homosexuals and put them in prison. Why would I say that? Because in some Muslim countries, it's against the law to be involved in homosexual behavior. And those who are therefore disrespecting the law need to be punished. Who are we in the United States of America, once we put Christians in jail because of their faith, can therefore criticize other countries who put other people in jail because of their faith? That's pure hypocrisy. During the Nazi regime, of course, soldiers who refused to gas Jews were arrested, put in prison, some were killed. Now, they refused to do that because it was against their Christian conscience. But it didn't matter to the Nazi government. This is really quite interesting. Whether you agree with what this woman did in refusing to give licenses to people who wanted gay marriage, it's very important to understand that there are other ways to get around this. For example, this kind of surprised me, the governor can call the legislation into being and simply change the laws. And boy, have I ever heard a number of ways that they are changed. In fact, in one state, I think it's Alabama, nobody needs to sign the wedding certificate or the wedding license. You just apply, and if you meet the applications, you just can get it downloaded from the internet. Nobody needs to sign it. But Governor Steve Beshear refuses to call a special session of the legislature on Thursday, and the state lawmakers will not be meeting until January. But they don't understand that this Kim Davis, as an apostolic Christian, is not going to back down because this is her conscience. This would be the same if I went to a Muslim bakery and I said, you know, at our church, we're having a seminar on why the Muslim faith is idolatry. And we want 6 cakes. And at the top of each cake, I want you to write, Allah is an idol. Do you think those people would do that? Of course not. So if we do it in Indiana, guess what? They're going to owe me $100,000? No. They have the right to refuse to use their abilities, maybe in making cakes, if it is against their conscience. This is kind of interesting. Well, one can make a point that many people came to the United States from Europe because of religious persecution. Now, yesterday we talked at length about this, and I can see how a Christian would refuse to do this. I can also see how a Christian might not refuse it. It depends how you're understanding it. For example, let's say you work at a hospital that does abortions. Well, you hear a lady is coming in to have an abortion, and you are told that you need to get her bed ready at the hospital and this sort of thing. I don't see a problem with a Christian doing that, but I certainly see a problem if the Christian is told to participate in the abortion. You know, we have a very fair way of doing this there are plenty of places people can get an abortion because it's according to the law. And when Christians refuse to do abortions, there's a law in place that they do not lose their job. I had a very good doctor who worked in a emergency room at a hospital where they did abortions. He just refused to do abortions, and he remained as a physician at that hospital. Now, he was harassed quite a bit by homosexuals because he refused to do that. Just like, and this is a fact here, that poor Kim Davis, because she has done what she's done, people have threatened to kill her and set her house on fire. And then, of course, you know how they always try and attack somebody. They look and say, look at the terrible things that she's done. You know, she had divorces. She had children out of wedlock. But she makes a very clean point. Yes, she worked for the devil before she became a Christian about 4 years ago. And now she wants to follow the will of God. I think any German soldier should have looked at Hitler and said, no way am I going to put those Jews in gas ovens. No way am I going against the word of God. And if you're going to arrest me, we do know of Lutherans who were killed in Nazi Germany because they refused to obey Hitler's orders. Let's go to our phone lines. Let me give the numbers, 821-0850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. Hello, Mike, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question if I can.
Absolutely, Mike.
Good. Listen, this is the definition I heard of American. It's not somebody who's loyal to a land. It's not loyal to somebody who's loyal to a certain people, but it's somebody who's loyal to a certain constitutional order. So that would make that Miss Davis person un-American for what she did.
Oh, okay. So that would mean that you're saying that soldiers who refuse to put Jews in gas ovens are no longer German.
That's
what you just said. If they refuse to obey the law of Hitler, they can't be considered as a individual in that country.
Well, actually, Adolf Hitler never repealed the Constitution of the Weimar Republic, and I mean it was always considered it even when he was Adolf Hitler. But as far as like answering your question, I mean.
They're not repealing. We just had a presidential candidate come out and say that what the Supreme Court did in permitting gay marriage, changing the definition of millennium of marriages, was totally immoral. It's the Supreme Court that this individual said was going against the Constitution of the United States.
Well, no. It's actually one of the documents beside the U.S. Constitution is the Federalist Papers. That American law is based on it. It says that the U.S. Supreme Court is the final arbitrator of the U.S. Constitution and government. So,
well, that may be true, but do you agree, therefore, that it's un-American to oppose abortion?
Well, I think people have the right to protest against.
No. I didn't ask that. Is it un-American to oppose abortion?
I would have to say yes.
Oh, my. Well, then we really separate parts. It is un-American to be for abortion. I mean, you hear Jews all the time saying never again, never again. And they're talking about the Holocaust, where baby Jewish girls were experimented on and put to death. Guess what? Jewish doctors now do that. And we're seeing from Planned Parenthood that they have every ability. I'm not going to say this because we're on family radio, but you know, if you've been watching some of the videos as to what they do to a child in the womb, especially if they can get the child out whole. I mean, it's just atrocious. And anybody who says that that's being American properly is wrong. So I would say anybody who goes for the killing of defenseless babies, anybody who's participating in gay marriage, and that means either doing it or participating in it, like these women pastors, that is an abomination before Almighty God. Now, if you want to call out American, you can have your definition of what an American is. But it would seem to me that what you're saying, Mike, therefore, is Abraham Lincoln was dead wrong. Because the Supreme Court had already ruled that black people were not persons. They could be enslaved. They didn't have the freedom like white people had. And so you're saying that Abraham Lincoln, therefore, in going to war to free the blacks, was therefore not an American. No. I certainly don't agree with that at all. Anybody else can call at 821-0850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. Now, some people are very worried that as the first Christian is actually put into jail because of her Christian beliefs, that therefore pastors better watch out. Because we pastors will never, proper Christian pastors will never conduct a gay marriage. Now, some people are saying, well, that's a religious thing, and so you can do what you want. There's a lot of suggestions as to how to get around this problem. One of them was that marriage should be taken out of the hands of the government. You don't even need to get a marriage license. You can get them through the church. And so that way you can go to whatever church you wanted. If the church does gay marriages, you go to that church. If the church doesn't, like proper Christian churches, then you wouldn't go there. Well, there are a lot of solutions to this. I predict she won't be in jail more than a week, and she's going to get out, even though she's not going to change her position at all, that she really thinks that this is inappropriate. Well, whether you agree with her or not, this is kind of interesting that Christians can now be put into jail because they're not going against their conscience. Boy, this is really interesting. We had a whole civil war over that issue. And of course, you know what we did to Japan and Germany when they were not keeping their own laws in putting people to death. So, this is really quite interesting. I think that judge was dead wrong. And it's quite possible that if he had been a member of my congregation, I would begin discipline against him. Just like I would bring discipline against a doctor who would be a member of my congregation who did abortions. Sure, legally, in this country, he might be able to do that. But I just don't want to hear anybody else complaining about Muslims who put homosexuals in jail. If we believe that in the United States of America, once the government makes a law and anyone who disobeys it can be put into jail, then you don't have anything to complain when Muslim countries are putting other Christians in jail, homosexuals in jail, and others that don't follow the laws of that country. Are we going to impose our American values on other countries? Everybody says, no, you can't do that. You can't make a democracy out of a people who have a religion where democracy is contrary to their religious beliefs. What do I mean by that? That it's not the people who vote in the laws. It's the supreme religious leaders or the government itself that does. So this is really a slippery slope. And it would appear to me that with this wonderful lady who has taken a courageous stand, Kim Davis of Moorhead, Kentucky, that we need to be really careful in saying that what she is doing is wrong. Nobody should go against their conscience. And it would be wrong for a Christian to walk into a Muslim bakery and insist that they put on their cake something that goes against their religious beliefs. We live in a country where we're supposed to have freedom of speech, freedom of religion. I'm sure you'll find a lot of bakeries where they wouldn't have a problem doing that. But not a Muslim bakery. So if anybody's got any comments on this, 821-0850, toll free, 1-800-730-2727. By the way, the court said that it wasn't necessary that Kim Davis had to give permission to the other clerks in order to issue licenses, even though that's what she was elected. See, here's the problem. This is not an appointed place where she could have been fired. This is an elected position, and only the government, the legislature, can remove her. So all the other clerks agreed to give out the licenses, except for her own son. He supported his mother, and he didn't do it. Guess what? He's not in jail. How come he's not in jail? Boy. In fact, one of them, Deputy Clerk Melissa Thompson, said, "I don't really want to, comply with the law, but I will. I'm a preacher's daughter, and this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life." Now, the reason I say that it's not necessarily wrong to give out marriage licenses is because you're still not participating in the actual marriage. It would be like you're selling liquor in a grocery store, and you're the one who's at the cash register, and all of a sudden you see Joe Smith come through, and you know he's an alcoholic and he's got, a lot of liquor he's trying to buy. As a Christian, would you refuse to ring up the cash register? No. Your job is to ring up the cash register. You are not forcing him to drink that. And so even though you would not do it in your house, now, by the way, in a bar, if Joe was in there and he was already inebriated and he wanted more to drink, guess what? Bartenders can be held liable for giving more liquor to someone who's already drunk, and then they go out, drive a car, hit somebody. Guess what? The bar's liable also. That's a tough one. I've never really understood that, how you can tell that somebody is drunk enough. How do you know they have a car? Maybe they've got a taxi taking them home. Boy, you got a lot of decisions to make in that area. But be that as it may, there you could refuse. But as a grocery clerk, you won't be refusing people. Imagine that people actually believe what some government officials are saying, that eating certain foods is really bad for you. Guess what? As somebody's going through the line, and let's say they're overweight, you say, okay, I'll ring up these three items, but these four I will not ring up for you because it's obvious that you are overweight and this is going to hurt you, and it's my Christian conscience, I can't do that. No. You have no idea why they are buying that food, who they're buying it for, and so it's very, very important that you be very careful. When you want to use your conscience, it's got to be something that you really feel strongly about, as Kim Davis does. And I would hope that I would have the courage to refuse to give licenses. I don't seem to have any problem in refusing to do a marriage of gay people because the theology is so clear there. Let's go back to the phone lines right now, and let's talk with Herman. Herman, you're on the air.
Thank you. Yes. One of the news sound bites had the lawyer for the homosexual movement there in Morehead, Kentucky, say they didn't want her sent to jail to make a martyr out of her, but they wanted her financially punished to make it enough of a punishment that it would impact on her. So in similar things that's going on out like in Washington and Oregon with the bakers and the florists, that these people are being given heavy fines, even threatened to confiscate their home and cut off their livelihood if they don't go along with this. So this seems to be one of the tactics that this movement is trying to do, in addition to bringing public pressure on them with the media. I mean, Morehead, Kentucky, and Rowan County is an eastern rural county out there, and I doubt if there's really very many residual homosexuals in the place at all out in that area, very few in number, but it's a targeted example that they want to take into the media.
I, sir, thank you very much for that call and some good points there. I made the point yesterday that once a person gets embroiled in homosexual activity, Satan has captured them, and therefore they will punish Christians. You know, it's they made that statement, by the way, after the judge put her in jail. You know, they said nobody wanted her in jail. Yes, there were homosexuals threatening to kill her and put her house on fire. So don't give me the song and dance. These are dangerous people because they are out of control in regard to Satan in control of them. And by the way, we pastors see this all the time in our Christian congregations. I mean, we've had husbands beat their wives. This is not something that Christians sometimes never do. Christians are horrible sinners. Now, it just so happens that I will not participate with a husband beating his wife because he never asked me to. So I never have a problem there. But when they ask me to do a marriage in joining together in an abomination before Almighty God, I'm not going to do that. That's really quite something different. Going back to the phone lines, let's talk with Chet. Hi, Chet.
Good morning, Pastor Baker.
Good morning.
But the point I wanted to bring up, you know, I think it's a noble cause that this woman is doing, you know, standing up for Christian principles and all of that. But I think her position is, she's like the county clerk or something. I mean, she has a government position where she's employed. To me, a more noble effort would, after this has all come before the media, you know, to resign from her position because it's a requirement of her job that she issues those marriage licenses. And I don't think that point can be overlooked.
Okay, let me say two things. We're kind of running out of time here. The first thing I would say, Chet, to you, and stay on the line, please. I want your response, is that she ran for office when the rules were they were only giving out marriage licenses for proper marriages. This law came about after she was elected. And somebody made the point, and I think I would agree with this, if she ran for office again, she would have to be saying that she's willing to give out these licenses. But in fact, in light of the fact that this occurred during her time when she didn't have to do it, I think she has the right to say, you changed the rules, I didn't. And here's the other point.
Okay.
Chet, and I want an answer from you, if you would. Once the Nazi government declared that government officials have to arrest and put Jews in gas ovens, what would you have said there? Do they have to do it because it's now the law of the land?
Well, as I said before, if it had been me in that position, I would have stepped down from my position with the government, which probably would have caused me some persecution myself. But I think as a government official, you're obligated to the laws of the land, which sadly, you know, the highest court in the land has made an official rule of this country.
Well, as a Christian, I would disagree with that point of view on the basis of a position found in Acts where it says we obey God rather than man. Remember, the disciples were told they couldn't preach anymore and they would be put in prison. They ignored that, Chet. Are you saying the disciples were wrong to continue to preach the gospel?
No, I'm not, Pastor Baker. I'm just saying that she has to take into account the fact that her position is a government position, and another way of not being a part of that would be to resign from that position.
Well, why didn't the apostles resign from their apostleship and obey the government?
Because they weren't controlled or weren't paid by the government. They were paid by the church was sustaining them. They weren't obligated to the government.
A very interesting point. That's something I think that's kind of interesting, that this is a government job. And I appreciate this, Chet. You obviously have given some thought to it. I am not, by the way, what I am saying today is not the position of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, because we haven't had a convention and declared. We are definitely opposed to gay marriage. but as to whether or not our members should either quit their job or go to jail, that's something that, this is my personal opinion. I want to make real clear there on that. And so when I talk to somebody like Chet, he gives me some other things to think about. And so I really appreciate that phone call, Chet. That was very interesting. On Monday, I don't understand this. It's Labor Day. Why don't they call it on Labor Day? Well, we're not going to be in the studio. They have the whole building locked. I don't think I'm able to get in. So the normal thing we do on Monday, which is do the readings, we're going to do on Wednesday. But our next time back with Live Long Gospel is Tuesday with the Reverend Mark Smith. And we're going to be talking about a hymn about God destroying darkness. Also, listen if you can support Long Gospel with what's about to be said. God bless.
Weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.